Hello, folks. Welcome back to the newest podcast. Today's guest is Ege Ten Boga from United States. As you have promised that in the first conference, in the first live session, we are going to bring the person behind the charisma. And we have right now Ege, who is going to share some of the tips with us about the charisma and about self-development. And lastly, we are also going to discuss some of the basic tips about the dating life in the podcast. So Ege, welcome back to the podcast, man.
Thanks, man. Excited to be here.
Okay. So Ege, how about quickly tell us about your story. How did you start in this industry? And what's your journey in this sense?
Yeah, so my story is basically when I was in high school, I used to be super overweight. I was actually, you guys use kilograms, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm from Turkey, so we use kilograms too. I don't know this American pound system, but I used to be like around 100 kilograms. So one day I came back from vacation with my family, stepped on the scale, and I saw like 101 kilograms. And I was like, damn, it's heavy. So I was at a time in my life where all I did was to play video games. I'd come back from school, just play some League of Legends. And that was basically my day. And because of that, I had a lot of difficulty making friends at school, and also on the dating side as well. So throughout high school, as I went through that journey, once I saw that 100 kilograms on the scale, to me, that was a wake-up call to say, dude, you need to get your life together. So ever since then, I kind of just signed up for the gym. I started working on my body consistently, so I started losing weight. And when I lost weight, one thing I realized was it was the first time in my life where I worked on something and I saw a result. So I thought to myself, okay, I always identified as this overweight, awkward kid, but now that I'm working out, this identity is changing. So what if I worked on my social skills and I became the social person rather than the person who would just like not speak up in class, who was very shy, and actually built those skills. So that was the first part of my transformation that was more geared towards social skills and becoming a better person in general. But the second part where I really had to focus on the dating end was actually after breakup I went through in college. I looked at my dating options and I thought to myself, hey, I don't want to be a slave to, online dating apps. I think it's pretty limiting. So I want to get to a place where I could just go up and talk to the people that I want. And over that time, ever since then, I probably talked to like around maybe 2,000, 3,000 people on the street. It's just been a hobby of mine. Like, if I go out, I see someone I'm interested in, most of the time I'll go up and start a conversation. And what I realized through my life experiences is if this is a skill you can build, then it's a big superpower. Like, I've had clients from approaching people. I've had people who helped me out with my marketing. I had people who I dated, who I had such a good time with. So that's why I'm so big on putting this skill out there and trying to help other people, because I know the change it has made in my life. And I think a lot of people are missing opportunities that they see every day just because they don't take action.
Yeah, that's great. You mentioned your story, about transforming from 100 kilograms to becoming very fit. So let's talk about charisma, so what do you think, when it comes to charisma, when some people talk about charisma and they talk about building charisma in ourselves, if someone mm-hmm. wants to develop their personality, so how did they they start? Which kind of step do you recommend them to start building charisma, developing themselves as a person, and especially the person who are very introvert?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the first thing is always the mindset with any skill. Just because you're an introvert, like, don't label yourself as, hey, I'm a shy person, I don't know how to talk to people, and that's because I'm introverted. I've seen a lot of introverts, including myself, who in certain situations could come off as like extroverted just because they have built the skill. So you can't really tell. If you're an introvert, that's completely fine. And actually, I would urge you to reframe that in a positive manner, because in conversations, it's not really what you say, it's actually your ability to listen. And people who are introverted are better listeners. People who are extroverted just want to talk. So yep. All the things that you're saying kind of just fly their head and they're just talking about their own thing. But if you're introverted, you're very aware of your surroundings and you're very aware of the person around you. So I want people listening to this to have that positive reframe on their head. And I would say that's the first step. The second step is choose places that you would enjoy. Like if you're an introverted guy who likes reading books, maybe playing some board games, and you don't like going out, don't just go out to a bar and try to hit on girls or talk to people. That might just not be your environment. Maybe you'll have a better time if you go to a board game meetup or if you go to a reading club meetup. So find people who can identify with what you do and try to talk to them first, because starting conversations with them will be so much easier. Like us talking right now is because we have this shared interest in self-development and becoming better people. And although, you know, we're just two random strangers who met on the internet, we could have this level of comfort because we know what we stand for and there's this shared interest. So if you go to the places that other people are at who have the same interests as you do, remember that you're not starting the conversation from zero. All the people who are there had a reason to be there. So like if you go to like a fitness conference, for example, and you're really into fitness, you could start a conversation with anyone there just asking, hey, what brings you here? Or how did you get into fitness? It's super simple. It doesn't have to be like, I think one more thing that I want to add is a lot of people complicate this. Like they think you have to come up with a super smart line that's going to be amazing. And the moment you say it, the other person is going to be like, oh my God, this guy is so charismatic. It's amazing. But most of the time, my conversations like either start with a compliment or, hey, how's your day going? Hey, we're both stuck in this line. I guess now we'll have to talk to each other. So it's just using the situation and keeping it very simple. So those would be my like actionable or, you know, the mindset tip, where to go and what to do. Just keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Honestly, most of the time, the first thing that comes into your head will be just fine.
Yep, exactly. So I know I still remember when while I was in college. So I was a guy who was very introvert initially, especially in the first year of graduation and this and before starting in school. So I was a guy who was very, you can say, never talk to anyone, right? I was always afraid to whenever I was, wanted to start conversation with people, right? So how a person, a person who don't have any kind of confidence, who is very introvert from his school life only, his social life, how should they start conversation? How they can start talking to people? Because is it a communication dynamic or is it a self-confidence? What should they use?
That's a good question. I think the first thing to understand is when you're building any skill, at first it's going to be hard. Like, don't expect to go out there and the first day you're thinking, oh my God, I'm having so much fun. I've had so many awkward conversations when I started and I still do to this day. And I've had days where, you know, I came back home, I had a super awkward conversation. And I was thinking to myself, man, I don't know if I want to do this tomorrow. So I think the first thing to understand is when you start, it's not going to be perfect. You're going to have obstacles along the way. You're going to have things that come up. And if you expect things to be perfect, then it's going to be so much harder for you to actually continue when those difficulties arise. So the first thing is, you know, it's again the mindset of expect the difficulties to come and just understand you have to push through. I'd say the second thing that's really important within those difficulties coming up is that's exactly why you need to have a clear reason of why you want to get better at this skill. Like, it can't be, oh, I just want to make a couple of friends. There's a deep reason within you of why you want to go talk to that girl, go make those friends. For me, that reason was, like, I've always been the type of guy to, you know, try and think for himself and not really get caught up in, like, what society's spoon-feeding people. So I thought to myself, you know, yeah, going up and talking to people is socially frowned upon at times, especially where I grew up in Turkey. It definitely is like the stigma of you don't talk to strangers. Your mom tells you not to talk to strangers, right? And I thought to myself, okay, maybe this is not the best thing for society, because if everyone just approached each other, we would all be in chaos. But for me, if I could build this skill, it would help me so much. And I realized that for me, the bigger purpose, my bigger why, was having social freedom. It wasn't necessarily having a good conversation, but it was knowing that I wasn't limited by something else for the people that I wanted to meet. Like, I wasn't limited by a stupid computer algorithm telling me who I should swipe on or who I can match and all that stuff. And I could just go out there and build this skill on my own. So for you, maybe that is, you know, I've always been an introvert and I want to show people and show myself that an introvert can be social. Maybe it's, you know, I actually really prioritize my relationships, so I want to have a super strong friend circle. So when I'm struggling, I can support, when I'm struggling, they can support me. And when they're struggling, I can support them. If you don't have a clear why, like, you know, if you're thinking about doing this, what I would recommend you right now is just pause this episode, just take 5 minutes and write down why you want to do this. And I read that like every morning, because if you don't have a clear reason, then eventually you're going to lose the purpose behind it when the struggles come and you're going to give up.
Yep, exactly. You talk very well about the purpose, right? So what do you think about, you know, when it comes to purpose? And there is a term called alpha man. You must have known, I mean, we know about this term, alpha man and purpose. So what's your thought on this? How someone has a purpose in their life, and how we are going to correlate with this purpose with their personal life?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the idea of purpose is very, it's been marketed and advertised a lot. Everyone's like, find your purpose. You need to follow your passion. Like all these self-development quotes. I think there's some truth to that. The main thing is you can't just sit there and expect your purpose to come to you. Like, I didn't know my purpose was helping other guys become more social, take care of their dating life, you know, live a life of freedom until, you know, I tried a bunch of different things, did some marketing, did some software engineering, like all around the spectrum, and realized that when I saw that spark on the student's eye, like when they approached someone and they were so scared and they're like going like very shy, I was kind of just pushing them over there. And then they had a good conversation and they come back and they're like this, like walking around the bar, right? When I saw that shift, that really inspired me. So I was like, holy shit, this is what I want to do. So in order to find your purpose, you have to try a bunch of different things. If you want, just make a list of things that you're interested in and try them one by one. And don't think of, you know, not finding your purpose as a bad thing. That means, let's say you're, one of the things on the list was playing the ukulele. You played the ukulele and you're like, man, this is not what I thought it would be. I don't want this. That means now you have one less thing to try before you actually find your purpose. The second thing is with the alpha male that you brought up. A lot of coaches or a lot of personas talk about this, where if you're a guy, your purpose and your mission has to be the first thing on your mind. Like if you prioritize your relationship, then to some extent it's good. Like it's great to take care of people around you. But at the same time, like if the girl feels that you have no purpose, you're screwed. that's why it's so important to figure out a higher level for yourself. And your purpose could be, you know, I want to be the best man that I am. But you don't want to be the guy who gets into a relationship with his ideal girl. And then, you know, you were working out before the relationship. You were reading books before the relationship. I've seen so many guys do this. It's insane. And then you get into a relationship and you're like, oh, cool. I'm done. I just need to rest now. I got this girl. I'm chilling. So you start gaining weight. You start playing video games again. And then the girl looks at you. And she's like, this is not the guy I fell in love with, or this is not the guy I actually liked. And that shows that you, I wouldn't say like purpose, but you lost your drive to actually strive for something better, which is really dangerous both for yourself and for your dating life.
Yep, yep. How about this? You know, let's talk about this. How to choose the right, you know, right partner? You can say. I mean, in India, actually, there is a contrast between this, you know, this date, you know, the term dating and the purpose, right? I mean, if you see, you know, I mean, majority of people, they are running towards, you know, their life goal, but the reality is they're also looking for something else, right? They want to expand their, you know, other personal life, but this, how to choose the right people, right partner, you can say.
Okay. That depends on what you're looking for, really. One thing that I make all my students do throughout my course is you want to write down what you want, what you don't want, what you won't tolerate. So what you want is, I want my partner to have these qualities. So if you are really into hiking and going on adventures, then you probably want your partner to be adventurous. Like if your partner is just a stay-at-home type who doesn't try anything new, bro, you're not going to have much fun. So what you don't want could be like, for example, I don't like someone who smokes cigarettes. My mom smoked cigarettes. I cannot deal with the smell. I think it's just disgusting. So even if you put like Megan Fox right in front of me and then she smoked a cigarette, I'd be like, no. Now I cannot date Megan Fox. So that's something for me. What you won't tolerate is similar to what you don't want, but instead of a quality, it's a behavior. So with what you won't tolerate, you want to set boundaries around that. And if that person continues doing what they do, then you have to cut them off. This could be, I won't tolerate someone who beats me up emotionally when I have a problem or when I bring something up that's vulnerable. So let's say hypothetically I had a partner, I went to her and I said, I've gained some weight lately. It's kind of getting in my head. I don't feel good about it. And my partner just said, oh yeah, you got so fat. I'd be like, what the heck? You're supposed to support me and be like, yeah, let's get you to the gym. Or hey, here, I'll cook some healthy meals. Like that's what I expect from someone. So once you have a clear idea of what that is, then you have to, this is similar to meeting people, but you have to go to the areas that these people would spend time in. So if you like a girl who reads, who does yoga, you have a higher possibility of meeting her at a yoga retreat or, you know, a bookstore than like a huge party. I think like people have this idea because of movies that the only place they can meet other people are like wild parties or through social circle. But when you think about what you prefer and have a clear idea of what that is, you actually discover a lot of other avenues for you to meet that person.
Yep, yep. That's cool. You explain this. Talk about how someone can have a good personality in terms of if someone want to gain confidence. And along with confidence, they also want to, you know, develop their communication skill. So how they can do it?
Yeah, so the first thing with confidence is understanding that confidence is not necessarily something you have. It's a way of taking action. So a lot of people think, if I felt confident, I would be able to go up and talk to people. If I felt confident, I would start this podcast. Or maybe you had that thought when you were starting this podcast. Like, I had that thought when I was starting my company, where I was like, I don't know if I feel confident enough to start a company. And if I kept thinking that, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. But because I took that confident action, not a quality, but the action, I was able to, you know, start this company, get some students, make an impact on people's lives. And it really changed my life. And now it's changing other people's lives as well. So I think, you know, the idea of looking at confidence as something you have is really dangerous, because then your brain's constantly going to remind you, oh, I don't know if I have this. But if you look at it from a place of confidence is an action that you take where you know there's some uncertainty, like the result might not be what you expect, but you trust in your ability to tolerate the uncertainty. So once we have that definition, then even if you feel scared, you're able to act confident. So I think that's the first step. The second step regarding communication skills is start small. I think a lot of people, you know, are socially anxious, and all they think about is, you know, going up to a group of five people and having them all be their friends. And man, like, in order to get there, first you have to start with saying hi to the person who stands next to you in class. Or it could be, you know, if you go in the bus and you see someone, just asking, hey, how's your day going? Or it could even be when you're ordering coffee, you're waiting for the coffee, you know, the barista comes up, and instead of just ordering AirPods in, like putting in your card, saying, oh, wow, you guys have really good music here today. Who takes care of the playlist? So I think a lot of really small actions are going to help you move towards there. So two rules regarding building up your communication skills is, again, first, start small. And the second thing is, every single day, go 20% further than you feel comfortable with. So let's say you just wanted to say hello, and for whatever reason, asking someone, oh, how's your day going? Or making a comment on their clothes, maybe you could just say, oh man, you're dressed in dark. You seem like you just came out of a vampire movie. Maybe that's uncomfortable for you. So go 20% further. And with this also, always journal your progress, because when you do these small actions every day, you might feel like you're not progressing. But one of the things that helped me was to read my journals, you know, 2-3 months ago, and looking back and thinking, oh, wow, I've actually come a long way. So small actions every day and staying consistent are the two keys, man.
Yep, that's good. Tell us about 5 habits, you know, that doing that, people can uplift their personality.
5 habits, man, you got some good questions. All right. The first one I would say is reading. Reading is a big one. Like, definitely dedicate 20 to 30 minutes of reading a day. Yes. So I recommend there. One of them is called Happy by Darren Brown. It is not a social skills book. It's about the history of happiness. And it talks about how, you know, at least before the pandemic, we were at a time where everyone had a lot of people had most of the things they wanted. You know, we had good life quality. However, people were still pissed about how many likes they got on Instagram. There were all these random debates going on. And this guy wrote this book, kind of making a stance and saying, history-wise, we're at such a good place, but why are people not happy? So I really like that book because it goes over different philosophies, and it allowed me to reflect back and think about, okay, a lot of the things that people see as important actually don't really matter. So I would recommend that one. The one that I would recommend specifically for social skills is, you know, How to Win Friends and Influence People is a classic one.
Dale Carnegie, sure, one of my favorite books.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a pretty common recommendation. The second one I would recommend is actually, I think like there's a book called How to Talk to Anyone, which is similar to How to Win Friends and Influence People, but it's like 92 strategies to start conversations. It's kind of fun. That's what I would recommend. In terms of the dating realm specifically, the most impactful book that I read is actually called The Manual by this guy named Anton. But he goes over the three key qualities you need to have as a man in order to attract women, which is charm, confidence, and taking responsibility. So actually, a lot of the concepts that I teach, the cool thing about the book is it goes into the concepts, but the downside is it doesn't give you a clear action plan. So a lot of the concepts that I teach in my course is based on like that, the foundations of that book within my knowledge, and also creating a solid action plan for that. So those would be the books that I recommend. And one simple trick that I think is also really cool to use is, you know, when you go to an Instagram influencer or when you go to someone who's famous, we could all DM people, right? If you ask them book recommendations, most of the time they actually respond, because you're asking for their knowledge and you're asking for their mentorship. And book recommendations like takes 1 minute or like 15 seconds. So if you have someone you really look up to, just send them a DM and say, hey, really respect the work that you're doing. I want to be like you one day, you know, stroke their ego a little bit and then say, hey, do you have any book recommendations for me? So that's the way to go about the first habit. The second habit is take a daily walk. And if you see people within that daily walk, just start small, say hi, say, hey, how's it going? I know we're in quarantine, at least where I'm at, we're in quarantine. So it's a bit more difficult to go up and approach people. But even if you're like mask on, you could say, hey, that's a nice dog you got. Or, hey, you know, man, this quarantine's taking forever, right? So just all those statements of empathy and simple stuff that you can use, that would be the second one. The third one would be to actually spend like 10 to 20 minutes a day without doing anything else. So I think, yeah, exactly. Like you don't have to be sitting on your bed, just like meditating like this. But I would say definitely, you know, take out your headphones. Maybe you're like making food and instead of listening to music as you're making food, just take out the headphones, listen to your thoughts and become more self-aware, because that's going to help you slowly develop that self-awareness. And once you have a better idea of what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, then you're going to be in a lot more powerful place to go towards the goals that you want to achieve. So that would be the third one for sure. I would say, you know, number four is constantly working on building a new skill. And, you know, when I like to build a new skill, I always invest in mentorship, because in the end, like, you can make more money through that mentorship, but you don't make back your time. And I think that's one of the mindsets that really helped me starting out so young, because I always thought, you know, right now this might be a lot of money, but if I build this skill now, imagine how far I can go in the next 5 years. So, you know, have a skill that you're interested in. If it's like copywriting, maybe you're interested in sales, maybe you're interested in speaking, maybe you want to get better with your fitness, whatever it is, then build that skill and spend like 30 minutes a day just focusing on that, because that will also help you see yourself grow as you go throughout your life. And when you build one skill, you show your brain, okay, if I can build a skill, then I can build another skill. So it has an exponential effect of helping you become more diverse and building the skills that you need. And then I think this is the last one. Number five is doing exercises, like training. It doesn't have to be daily, but at least 3 to 4 times a week. I mean, going to the gym has changed my life. Although I hated it for the first couple of months, it really, you know, it is research on, it helps you have more dopamine. You feel better about yourself. After your workouts, you feel more confident. If your body looks good and you're proud of the way that you look, you tend to feel more confident. So if, you know, you're sitting in your chair eating unhealthy, you're, you know, 150 kilograms watching this podcast, before you do anything, I would recommend like having some sort of exercise and really focusing on what you put in your body and how you train your body, because that really affects the social skills that you have. And I know it's not as sexy as, you know, I'm going to teach you how to go talk to this girl, but I could teach you how to go talk to that girl. But if you're not exercising, if you're not in the right mindset, what I teach you is not going to make any difference.
Talk about, you know, in which kind of course you're running right now, in your monthly coaching, you know, in dating coaching, and what kind of, you know, things you have to offer right now?
Yeah, so right now my main course is an 8-week group coaching course, and the purpose is to take guys who have been stuck in the friend zone or who have, you know, nice guy syndrome, which is being too accommodating, not being able to speak your truth, and constantly being the guy who the girls see as a friend, like, oh man, you're such a nice guy, but you know, we're just friends, right? I've been there for a long time. So taking those guys and teaching them how to become more charming, more confident, and eventually break free of those limiting beliefs and attract the woman that they're interested in. So it's an 8-week course. There's like 20 plus hours of videos in there where I walk people from the mindset, the different qualities you need to have, the body language you need to portray, how to approach someone you see on the street, at a bar, basically anywhere, and then how to have cool conversations, how to go on a first date, how to understand women. And eventually the last part is really about how to become a better man. So you're not attracting women with some techniques, but attracting women is a byproduct of you being a better man. And that's basically the content. And what comes with that is we, for 8 weeks, we hop on live Zoom coaching calls for an hour every week. And then there's also some bonuses, some guests that I had. And lastly, there's a community for the people who are a part of this group, so we can keep each other accountable. We have a WhatsApp group. And yeah, like, I check in with the guys daily there, make sure they're doing the action plan that they were set out to do. So I think a lot of people think like, oh, when I buy a course, the most important part is the information. Honestly, the information that I have, if you spend 2 years Googling stuff, I don't have anything new. I think when you're paying for a program, you're paying for the organization of the information, like how everything's structured, because Google has all the information. Like, I don't have anything new for you. And you're paying for the accountability, because, you know, like, I'm sure we both have subjects that we know something about that we've done nothing about. Like, technically, I probably know how to disassemble a chair, but I never disassembled a chair because I never came through that. It's not something that I want to work on. But for guys, what I realized, especially introverted guys, is they will keep on, you know, going into that knowledge, gaining more knowledge, watching more videos, reading more books. But you ask them, okay, have you gone up and talked to someone? And they'll be like, no, not yet. So remember, with any program you're investing in, you're not paying for what's delivered to you. You're paying for getting the result and the accountability.
Yep, exactly. You said very well, you know, that once you have skill in that, you know, I mean, then we start attracting people who we became after, you know, I mean, having those skills, right? It's not mm-hmm. like there are some people think that, you know, I mean, you learn this, you take law of attraction and you start, you know, attracting people in your life, your loved one, this thing. But as you said rightly, you know, that we have to build those skills, right? And mm-hmm. then we start attracting people, you know, in their life, right? Based on our skills, yeah. right? Based on communication skills.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep. It's been a nice conversation with you, Egg. Thank you for being here on our newest podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put your link, you know, of your course link, guys. You can see in podcast footnote. And mm-hmm. I highly recommend that if you are pretty much new into dating and if you want to improve your charisma and if you want to improve your personality, Egg is the best person I've known. I'm coming across, right? So mm-hmm. you can check with him, Egg. And I'm going to put his social link into the podcast, also, link also, right? Yep. All right. Yeah. Egg.